It is to the game of the weekend and perhaps FC United's season that we turn to now, as FC United took on top of the table North Ferriby at Bower Fold on Sunday afternoon. At the start of the day, FC United lay in third position, 10 points off Ferriby but with 4 games in hand on their Yorkshire rivals. And in another twist, second place Hensford could only manage a draw away at Witton Albion on Saturday afternoon, meaning FC United also had an excellent opportunity to close the gap on the team in second as well. So could Marge's men keep the momentum and continue to claw in their promotion rivals? Here's Marv Willers with a review.
FC United were held to a 1-1 draw by league leaders North Ferriby at Bower Fold on Sunday afternoon in front of 2,465 supporters, the highest of the season thus far for FC. The result keeps the Reds' title challenge firmly on track, with United remaining 10 points behind the league leaders, but with 4 games in hand. It was North Ferriby who struck first, but in controversial circumstances. A loose pass from Matty Wolfenden saw Anthony Wilson through on goal. On rounding Spencer, the Ferriby forward went to ground, but the referee, who was only yards away from the incident, noted the ball had already gone out of play and awarded a goal kick. However, the assistant referee on the far side flagged, and following discussions between the two officials, a penalty was awarded.
Cleared, strong challenge there from Jacobs. He bombs down this near touchline. He's looking for some support. Greaves has made the run, but he plays it sort of Norton. Norton holds it up now and then just gives the ball away. Matty Wolfenden back in the left-back position, having to deal with it. Spencer wants the ball. That's a woeful ball, and Spencer there. Spencer there. Matty Wolfenden with a poor clearance. Spencer made himself big.
Terrible effort, that, wasn't it?
And a goal kick to FC United and Manchester.
Screaming for a penalty, North Ferriby.
Well, the referee's over talking to his assistant there, well,
the referee
Rob
was
Richards.
A hell of a lot closer than the liner.
There was, well, he never touched him.
He's given the penalty. I didn't think he touched him either. I don't see how the referee, the liners could give it from 50 yards away when the referee was about 10, well, 12 yards away. Now, he's awarded a goal kick.
Very interesting that, because the referee went up, gave the goal kick. The assistant referee on the far side.
Well, we normally get somebody sent off here, so.
Rob Richards.
Spencer's in jeopardy.
He went and spoke to the referee, went over and spoke to him, and the assistant said, penalty. And, well, he's the last man.
But is it a goal scoring opportunity?
Sorry?
Is it a goal scoring opportunity?
That's the criteria. Does it ordinarily matter with a goalkeeper nowadays?
Yes,
it does,
yes.
It was only him. An interesting one. The referee's not even booked Spencer. Yes. Spencer just made himself big. The ball was played through his legs. He never moved into the player.
It was more
the player moved into him.
If there was any touch, it was a collision rather than a foul, I think. But there you go. There's always something happens here, isn't there?
Well, it is, and it's going to be Ryan Kendall.
Come on, James.
He's going to step up and take this, I think, is it? It is indeed. Kendall steps up, right-footed, bottom of the corner, and it's a goal.
That's the first time they've been in the penalty area.
Following this moment of controversy, for the next 20 minutes, FC players and fans became somewhat agitated by some of the officials' decision-making, running the risk of losing sight of a potential positive outcome from the match. It was a moment of determination, however, in first-half stoppage time, which brought the Reds back into the game.
Mike Norton there, in a bit of a wayward header there at Birch, will try and collect. It's under pressure, he's fouled, but the referee will play advantage. Cottle will chip this ball for Norton. Is he onside, Norton? Oh, neat the balls. But it's got in! It's got in! It's Tom Greaves! And FC United draw level. It was a beautifully chipped, beautifully chipped pass from Cottrell. The ball bounced around, Norton couldn't quite control it, neither could Pete, and it was Tom Greaves who pounced to get the equaliser.
Right on 45
Right on 45 minutes. Well, now we've got a real game on our hands.
On to the second half, and FC came out onto the pitch in more determined mood. However, so did Ferriby keeper Adam Nicklin, who made a series of quality saves during the second half. Credit to the visitors, forcing FC to shoot from distance due to some determined defence from Ferriby. That said, FC had a series of chances on goal, which on another day they may well have been better taken. In the end, a draw is probably a fair result, continuing FC's unbeaten run in the league.